You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you this week's planetary plans. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we are experiencing the massive energy of the Capricorn full moon. And it's a doozy of a full moon because Saturn is conjunct it, which basically means that Saturn is like right up against the full moon, the energy of it, which also means that it's opposing the sun, because the sun and the moon are always apart from each other in opposition when the moon is full. That's why we see the full reflection of the sun. So in a lot of ways, we're all going through an experience of having to grow up or take responsibility, or also if we've been repressing any sadness or fear or any kind of like repression of the responsibilities that you might need to take on, or even fear of responsibility. Saturn is like the taskmaster and wants us to step up and figure out what we want and take responsibility and work towards our goals and, you know, own our part in situations and just very much be responsible for ourselves. It's a masculine, very karmic energy that we're all under the influence of. And in Saturn, with Saturn being there in its own space, it's the ruler of Capricorn, this full moon, it's very powerful. So we're all kind of, you know, there's pressure. A lot of people, I got super sick after taking care of my nephews for the weekend, probably because I caught a germ because they're kids in school, and or just the pressure of taking care of everybody. And now I've got this like cold that I'm dealing with. And Saturn, the whole full moon actually is happening right on my ascendant and descendant. I have a Cancer rising and Capricorn's on the descendant. And so it's right at the exact degree of my own rising sign and descendant, which, you know, I should really be tuned into the burdens of this energy. And all I can say is I feel like crap and I just want to sleep all the time because I'm feeling shitty. But I also have the podcast to do, and that's what I'm doing for you, because I don't want to like leave you hanging on a full moon like this, because there's lots of juicy bits of information, especially in regards to, excuse me, taking responsibility. Like if there's any sort of weighty issue, you could be experiencing grief, you could be experiencing fear, maybe like something's going down with your body in some way, like aches and pains. And Capricorn, Saturn rules the skeletal system and the structures, the skin and things like that of the body. So it can often, rashes can happen, or weird, you know, pimples and boils and moles or skin tags, whatever kind of weird skin things that can happen that can be exacerbated by this. Also, you might have like a feeling of misalignment, like your bones are out of alignment. Maybe you could go to a chiropractor or get some acupuncture or something to help you realign, because there is definitely going to be, you know, there's a lot of pressure on us right now, all of humanity. So make sure that you do stay grounded and keep calm and be patient with yourself. And also there could be a lot of sadness coming up or grieving, things that haven't been let go yet. Chiron is also connected into this, the sun, the moon, and Saturn on this full moon. And Chiron is where we look to see where the wounded parts of ourself are. There's lots of parts you can see, like lots of ways to see this in the chart, in your birth chart with aspects and things. But for this, we're all connected into this right now. So wherever we have wounds that weren't healed, or that we were, you know, maybe afraid to face, or, you know, like issues that just kind of keep nagging and repeating, and you kind of have a hard time figuring them out, and you get so good at trying to figure them out that you can actually help other people figure them out because you're like an expert at trying to figure it out. That's very classically Chiron is the wounded healer. So where your wounds are, you're able to help others heal in that area. So it's connecting to the sun. So it could be a very like stressful experience where you're like, you know, maybe being forced or pushed, or things are happening against your will, or you have to make a really difficult decision and it's triggering emotional stuff. It's a very, you know, we all have it somewhere in our charts. And that's what you know, knowing a little bit of astrology, you can look to your chart and see, okay, I'm dealing with this in the eighth house or the fourth house or the third. And it's all different areas of your life and will affect you differently. So some are more difficult than others. Some are pretty breezy. But with Chiron, there's generally a feeling of shame can come up, feeling humiliated, embarrassed. Oftentimes the humiliation or feeling very vulnerable and rejected can come up as well. And with Saturn, Saturn's a big reject. Nobody likes Mr. No Fun Pants Saturn. So when we have that hard in our chart, there's a difficult aspect with Venus or the moon. Often we'll have very sad feelings of being worthless and lonely and, you know, just like a big reject. So your big reject feelings might be coming up right now, and I'm sorry if they are, because it's really shitty things to feel. Any kind of grief, too. Grief is something that is very much kind of pushed away in our society, and not like there's no ceremony for it, or there's nothing, no way for us to really deal with the things we're grieving, because it's like it's shameful for some reason. We don't want to see someone busting out in tears, or, you know, as raw as people are when they've lost someone important. Or, but right now, the you might really be in touch with this sense of grief. It might be coming up. Chiron is connecting, and Saturn is there, and they're kind of helping you let go and feel the feeling. So whatever's coming up, be there for it and let it go. And the energy is very, there's an opposition right now to this full moon, and it's been going on for a while. Through between the Sun in Cancer and Saturn in Capricorn. So that's where your like your sense of family and connection and being grounded and being a homebody is being challenged, with Saturn saying, take on some responsibility. You've got to, you know, what are your goals? You can't just waffle around in your pajamas all day. You need to like get out there and do something and make a difference in the world and contribute to society and earn your keep and all that stuff. So this is an opposition, which means it's a push and a pull and a tug of war between these two areas. So you might feel like your family really needs you right now, but you sense that there's opportunity for you in your work or your career or you know, your place outside the home in the world. So if that's the case, this is always with oppositions, you're supposed to try and balance them out. So it's not about one or the other or either or, it's about both. So finding a way, and that's the intricate struggle of our lives, I guess, is to try and find a way to balance all of it. So that's what your options are right now, is learning to balance all of your home life and your work life and your career. Also, like taking responsibility for your emotions. If you've, you know, with Cancer, energy is very emotional and it can be quite controlling with its emotions, which isn't really fair to those people around them. So if you can see that you might be overreacting emotionally, or, you know, maybe trying to control the environment with your reactions, you might not even be conscious that that's what you're doing. Try and take responsibility for yourself, because Capricorn and Saturn, they love when you take responsibility. If you like, I'm going to take on this discipline and do, you know, Tai Chi 3 times a week and make sure I drink apple cider every morning to get rid of my arthritic symptoms, or something that you could do that takes discipline. Or I'm going to write morning pages every day, which is Julia Cameron actually wrote The Artist's Way, and that's one of her therapies, is to get up every day and write 3 longhand pages right out of the gate. Whatever's going on, you write about it. And it's a way to get past your subconscious blocks. Because with all that writing, eventually some really juicy truths come out. And especially if you're inclined to connect with your higher self or your guides, that can come through so much easier when you're writing. And especially if you're writing this much, it's a wonderful way to clarify the wisdom that's coming through. It's very surprising. That's something you could take on right now. Some discipline, like bones are important, bones and skin. So you could start a skin regime, or work on, you know, aligning your bones, making sure you're taking, you know, eating sesame seeds and broccoli and things to strengthen your bones. So any discipline, that's what you got to keep in mind. If you're feeling like shit, and if you're feeling sad, and if you're feeling lonely and like worthless or unsure of yourself or insecure, do something that requires discipline, and you will be very shortly out of that funk. And that's how Saturn works. So thank goodness for that. So that is the full moon, and that's happening at 9:53 p.m. on June 27th. So we also have this week, it's a pretty busy week, actually. We also have this week Mars going retrograde. So Mars usually goes retrograde every 2 years, and instead of being in a sign for 4 to 6 weeks, it spends 6 months in the sign. And this year, we have it in the sign of Aquarius, dipping back into Capricorn briefly. So if any area of your chart that, or if you're an Aquarius, or if you have Aquarius in your chart, if you know somebody who's an Aquarius, I mean, we all have everything in our chart, but it depends on whether it's active with planets there or placements connecting to it. Excuse me, I was either blow it or like sniff it back in. So I chose the sniff it back in. What we've got with Mars going retrograde, it can be an unpredictable energy. Well, especially because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. So it's kind of like a, can be quite a wild card. And Mars is like our oomph. It's like charging forward and getting things done and standing up for, you know, standing up for yourself, standing up for others, being courageous and brave and taking the initiative. And when it's going backwards like that, it's kind of like not functioning as it normally does. And it kind of gives you a chance to see whether you've been charging ahead in the right directions and perhaps have a look back over of where you've been using your Mars energy and like how have you been wasting your energy? Have you had it going in the right direction? You might find things reverse right now where you were headed in one way with one idea and then you change your mind. And that's okay. That's definitely okay. The planets, you know, they give us a break and help us to keep rolling forward, but they also, with the retrograde periods, give us a chance to go into review and make sure that we're not like hightailing it down the wrong path. And I mean, all the paths are probably the right path because any choice you make is ultimately the right choice. But there are like the, you know, the higher timelines and the more joyful paths. And I think that, you know, there's enough like crappy things going on the planet that it'd be great if we all consciously chose the most joyful path and worked on, you know, bringing the light-filled, happy, joyful, loving energies to the planet rather than following paths that are just going to cause trouble for us. So that groove, like we can easily get stuck in the groove, especially Mars is actually on the South Node. And the South Node is the past. It has to do with our past lives. You can look to the South Node to see where you've been before in somebody's birth chart. That would represent their past lives and what they've learned in most recent incarnations. And for all of humanity, we're kind of having a chance to, like, are we connecting to the past? Are we repeating things that we really don't need to repeat just because, you know, it's a groove in our psyches? Or are we choosing the North Node, the future, which will give us, you know, a new storyline and more opportunity for things that you may not even imagined happening in your lifetime? So it's good to get out of your rut. I think with the retrograde on the South Node, it'll actually help you really see what's going on and see where maybe you weren't like actually on the right path and that you needed to recalibrate and choose a different path. Also imagine, you know, be careful for just kind of wild out of the usual unexpected things happening. Be conscious of that because Mars will be out of bounds during that period, which means that things can be kind of impulsive and people act out. And actually when Mars was out of bounds, the Twin Towers happened. 9/11 happened. So like that sort of, whoa, like who saw that coming? Probably the government. But other than that, it's a good time to make sure that you kind of get your ducks in a row. And you might not actually have a lot of oomph. Like if that's what's happening, that's what's happening too. Like you might just kind of, it's not time for moving forward. It's time for reviewing and making sure that you're making the right choices. But that might require a lot of kind of lying around. Maybe making sure you eat well still and do some stretching and walking, but not a lot of activity. Depending, again, how it happens, how it connects in your own chart is how you'll be affected. So we're all under the same blanket of energy. We still, some of us are hit. Like, for instance, this full moon is right on my ascendant. So that's like a pretty, you know, that's a pretty big hit for it being personal in my chart. And right now in my life, I'm having like a big kind of back and forth. And I'm a Capricorn too. So I'm a Capricorn with Cancer rising, and I'm having a back and forth about like how much energy do I spend on the home and what's going on at home and starting new things at home and how much should I be like spending on the outside world. And it's always kind of a struggle for me to balance it. I don't find it very easy. And so it has been kind of a burden. And then also trying to make decisions that will take me closer to what my ultimate goals are and seemingly kind of away from family goals. So it's like, it's confusing and it's burdensome. And that's probably why I caught a cold. So that's what happens if it hits, you know, if it's somewhere very personal for you, you usually feel it a lot more. Sometimes you can just skip on through this stuff and not feel anything. So also we have, it's a pretty busy week. It's almost always a busy week. We have Mercury going into Leo, that's happening on the 28th, right after the full moon. So Mercury going into Leo, it's like moving, probably that the whole dilemma of family and work will shift into be like, let's just have fun. Who cares about all that other stuff? Don't be so ponderous. Just have some fun. Because Leo is super good at having fun. And fun is important. I mean, it really is. Even though I'm a Capricorn and I think you probably shouldn't have too much fun, fun is like I really enjoy fun. Who doesn't enjoy some fun? So figure out what's fun for you involving like children and animals and romance. Leo loves like encouraging, and it's such a warm, lovely energy, especially when it's having fun. So Mercury and Leo will all have our thoughts shifting. And I think we could really use that thought shift as well. So be sure to kind of, you know, make note of that after the full moon. You might feel a big shift from feeling burdened and confused and like giant responsibility is on your shoulders. But then suddenly Mercury shifts into Leo and you're like, ah, screw this. I'm going to have some fun. Whatever that may be, make sure you do it. There is a lovely kind of blanketing this whole thing, which is a nice way to look at it. Maybe like a sparkling, shimmery blanket. There's a grand trine in water between Ceres and Vesta. And it's an interesting energy to call in your creativity, your wisdom, your feminine energy, that feminine creativity. Call in kind of your female powers. And we all have them. If we're balanced, we have our feminine and masculine parts of ourselves in balance. So make sure if you can take a minute to call in the energy of feminine creativity and wisdom, you'll have that kind of helping smooth all this kind of tricky Saturnian full moon energy out. So try and be sure to like not, you know, don't get stuck in the burdens and know that there is kind of a lovely purpose for all this that we go through, and rest through it if you need to. So I think that's it for this week. If you have any questions and you would like me to answer them, you can contact me at hillaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and have a most blessed Capricorn full moon.